The fifth parak starts off with two mishnayos dealing with somebody who wants to be maktish. He wants to consecrate the fetus in a mother animal. Mishnah Aleph starts off with the case of a bechor. What's a bechor? So we're dealing with a mother that has never given birth, a mother animal of certain kosher animals, never given birth, and if she gives birth to a baby boy, that is going to be a bechor that's going to be given to the Kohen. And we talk about here in this Mishnah, what if somebody wants to avoid giving that bechor to the Kohen? He, for example, has to give a korban olah and he wants to use it for a korban olah. So critical for our Mishnah is to understand that a bechor only has its sanctity as a bechor upon birth. It's called peter rechem. Upon birth, it has the sanctity of a bechor. So accordingly, if somebody wants to maktish it in utero, while it's still an ubar, while it's still a fetus, as a korban, that would be effective and it would not thereafter would become a bechor. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Ketzed ma'arimin amal bechor. How can we be clever when it comes to a bechor to avoid giving that bechor to a kohen and use it for a different form of korban? Mivakeret shaisa muberes. We're talking about a mivakeret, that is a female animal that has never given birth before, so it's a, and it's pregnant. Omer, the individual can say as follows, the owner can say, Masha b'me'ah shalzod, the animal, the fetus inside, it will be im zachar ola. If it is a male, I am going to give it as a korban ola. So if it would have been a zachar and given birth under normal circumstances, it would be a bechor. But that's only upon birth. He's saying it's going to be a korban ola from now. Accordingly, yalda zachar yikrav ola. If indeed the mother gives birth to a male animal, it will be a korban ola because the consecration making it a korban ola happened before the birth when it becomes a bechor. Now another context, we're talking about regular hekdesh, not talking about a bechor, and we're talking about a situation, just an example, that we have a chatas, we have a korban chatas that has to be mesa. When do we have that? We had the five cases when we had the halacha l'moshe misina, of a korban chatas that has to be let to die, and here we're talking, for example, when we have a korban chatas that gave birth. So the vlad, the baby of a korban chatas, also has a din. That's one of the five cases that it has to be let to die. And in this situation, the person wants to bring that as a korban. So what can be done? So again, v'im nekev, if the person makes a statement as follows on that animal, on that that vlad of a korban chatas, or it could be at other types of korbanas as well, and says v'im nekev, if he gives birth to a nekev, it is expecting now that vlad of the chatas, so that chatas is expecting to give birth. It hasn't given birth yet, and he says if gives birth to Nekeva Zivchei Shlamim, I'm going to bring it as a Korban Shlamim. Accordingly, that will be effective. Yalda Nekeva Tikrav Shlamim, if it gives birth to baby girl, then you will bring it as a Korban Shlamim. And similarly, if you have an animal that is expecting and the person says as follows, it's a Hektesh animal, and he says, Im Zachar Ola, if he gives birth to a baby boy, I'm going to bring that baby boy as a Korban Ola. Im Nekeva Zivchei Shlamim, and if it gives birth to baby girl, I'm going to bring it as a Shlamim. And what happens? It had twins. Yalda Zachar Nekeva, if it gave birth to both a boy and a girl, hazachar yikrav ola, the baby boy is going to be brought as a korban ola, v'nakeva yikrav shlamim, and the baby girl will be brought as a korban shlamim, just as he stated, although he didn't expect twins, but he did say if it's a boy, it's an ola, if it's a girl, it's a shlamim, and he had both a boy and a girl, one will be an ola, the male will be an ola, and the girl will be a shlamim. Mishnah Beis deals with a situation that we have a behema that is not hektish, but it's chulin. It's not been sanctified yet, the animal is expecting, and the owner says the same statement that we just came off of the prior Mishnah, Im Zachar Ola, if this behema that's chuling gives birth to baby boy, it will be a korban ola, I'll bring it as an ola, and if it gives birth to baby girl, I will bring it as a korban shlamim. Mishnah Beis says as follows, what happens, Yalda Shnei Zacharim, if once that person made that statement and gave birth to two baby boys, Echad mehem yikrav ola, only one of them has to be brought as a korban ola, because he said, if it's a zachar, I'll bring it as an ola. Two zacharim, two baby boys, he only has to bring one of them as a korban ola. That was his commitment. But we don't know which one has to be the korban ola. So accordingly, choose one, bring that as the korban ola, and the second one, maybe the second one was supposed to be the korban ola. So what he has to do is, Asheni yemacher lechai veola, he has to sell it off to someone who has to bring a korban ola. So it also will be brought as a korban ola by somebody else. And when he receives payment for it, bedamam chulin, that money will be not sanctified, that will be chulin money that he can do with as he desires. And similarly, same scenario, yata shteiz nekevas, he made that statement, it's a beima chulin, and he made the statement, if it's a baby boy, I'll bring it as a ola, if it's a baby girl, I'll bring it as a shlamim, and it gave birth to two baby girls, a similar thing, same thing is going to happen, achas mem tikrav shlamim, one of them will be brought as a shlamim, that was his commitment, he'll bring one as a korban shlamim, and the second one, maybe he doesn't know which one is supposed to be the korban shlamim, one he brings, vashnia timacha the chayve shlamim, will sell the second one to somebody else who has to bring a korban shlamim, v'dame achulin, and the money will be chulin. On the same situation, he said, to Behema Chulin, the mother is a Chulin, it was expecting, and he said, if it's a baby boy, I'm going to bring it all. If it's a baby girl, I'm going to bring a Shlamim. And what happened? Yalda Tumtum Vamanjuganus, and it gave birth to a Tumtum, which is an animal whose private parts are covered up by a thick membrane, so he doesn't know what it is, or an Androgynous, which is an animal that has both male and female organs. So it's neither a boy nor a girl. It's neither Zachar or Nekeva. Accordingly, when he made that commitment, if it's a Zachar or Nola, Nekeva, it's going to be a Shlamim, but it's neither one. Because it's a tumtum or a drunkenness, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer ein kedusha chal aleim. There's going to be no kedusha on those animals. They're not going to be korbanos because it didn't fit into what his commitment was. Mishnah Gimel deals with a situation where we have a pregnant chulin animal, and the owner says as follows: he wants to be makdish. It's expecting. He wants to be makdish the mother and the fetus to two different types of korbanos, and accordingly, the order that he makes that commitment is going to be very critical. So if he says as follows, if he says, Omer Vlad Shazaola, the Vlad, when this mother gives birth, the Vlad, the fetus, will be a korbanola, so he's being maktish the fetus first, that is effective, and there afterwards, Vihi Shlamim, and the mother is going to be a Shlamim, that's going to be effective, and the baby upon birth is going to have to be brought as a korbanola, and the mother is a korban Shlamim. Where we get complicated is, if he changed the order, and he first consecrates the mother, and thereafter the baby, to a different use, once he consecrates the mother, is that going to be consecrating the baby as well? So that is going to be our discussion. So just to finish off, Haomer Vlada, we'll read from the beginning. Haomer Vlada shall zo'ola, the Vlad of this is going to be a korbanola, he fishlamim, and the mother is going to be a shlamim, dvarav chayamim, that is going to be effective because he did the fetus first and then the mother thereafter. However, if he did the mother first, he shlamim uvlada ola, the mother is going to be a korban shlamim and the Vlad thereafter. The first sheet is Harezo Vlad Shlamim Diva Rabbi Meir, even the Vlad. Certainly the mother is going to be a Shlamim, but the baby, the fetus upon birth, is going to be a Shlamim as well, because Rabbi Meir is of the view, Tzfos Lashon Rishon. We go after the first thing the person says. The person says he Shlamim. That includes not only the mother, but the baby as well. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says as follows: Im lechein niskavi mitchil, if the person, the owner, when he started making the commitment of hishlamim, the mother's going to be a shlamim and the vlad is going to be the ola, the entire time he intended, even when he said that the mother's going to be a shlamim, he intended that the vlad is going to be a ola. Hoel v'yashali kroshnei shemos kachad. He simply couldn't say it at the same time, but that was always his intention. Dvarav kayamim. It is going to be effective that the mother's going to be a shlamim and the Vlad is going to be an Ola, because Rabbi Yossi is of the view af bigmar dvarav adam nitfas. You also go after the full statement of the individual, and because he intended to make the second statement that the Vlad is going to be the Ola, when he made the first statement of hishlamim, the mother is a shlamim, that is going to be effective. The mother will be a shlamim and the Vlad will be an Ola. However, v'imisha amar harez a shlamim, if initially when he said the mother is going to be a shlamim, he did not intend to say the Vlad will be an Ola, and then he nimlach, and then he changed his mind to add the amar vlada ola. At that point, he said, "Oh, I'm going to make the vlad. I'm going to make the offspring an ola." In that instance, hareza vlad shlamim, we are going to say that the vlad, not only the mother is going to be a shlamim, but the vlad is going to be a shlamim as well, because we go after the first intention, and the first intention was when he said the vlad, the mother is a shlamim. He didn't intend to say the vlad is going to be ola. We are going to go after the first statement, he shlamim, and he can't change his mind even toch kadei b'dibur, even immediately. This is an unusual rule when it comes to hekdesh, that once you say something, he said he shlamim, that is going to be effective for the mother and the baby as well, and you cannot change your mind. Mishnah Dalet is a very similar situation, but we are going to have two korbanos, two existing korbanos. For example, we have an ola and a shlamim, and a person attempts to make a tmura on both of those together with the same animal. So Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Hareza, he has an animal, and he says, Hareza tmuras ola utmura shlamim, and I'm using this third animal to be a tmura both for this korban ola and this separate ola shlamim, a korban shlamim. Hareza tmuras ola divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir, we saw in the prior Mishnah, he says, tfas lashon rishon, we're always going to go by the first thing you say, and accordingly, even though he was saying that this third animal is going to be a tmura for an ola, it's going to be a tmura for a shlamim, we're just going to go after his first language, and that was, this is a tmura for an ola, so that third animal is going to be only a tmura for a korban ola. Amar Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Yossi as the prior Mishnah, he says as follows, it depends what your initial intention was. Amar Rabbi Yossi, im lechein iskave mitchil, if your intention was initially that you want this third animal to be a tmura but for two separate animals, for the tamura of the ola and a tamura of a shlamim, that was the original intention. But you simply couldn't say it at the same time. You can't say it's going to be a tamura for an ola and tamura for a shlamim at the same time. You had to say one first. Accordingly, because that was your intention the whole time, it is going to be effective. So this third animal is going to be a tamura both for a korban ola and a tamura for a korban shlamim. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to sell that animal. You're going to wait until it has a mum, and then you're going to sell it. And with the money that you receive, you're going to use half of it to buy a smaller korban ola and half of it a smaller korban shlamim. So you will fulfill what your commitment is. On the other hand, v'imish amar tamuras ola, if the situation was such, continues Rabbi Yossi, that when you made this commitment, you said hareza tamuras ola, you did not intend to add on tamuras shlamim. When you started to say tamuras ola, that's all you were thinking about, I'm going to make this third animal, this animal as a tmur of an ola, and then nimlach v'amar tmur shlamim, and thereafter you changed your mind, and you say it's going to be a tmur and a shlamim also, hareza tmur asola, we are going to have it be only a tmura on the ola, because you cannot change your mind when it comes to hekdesh. Mishnah Hay and thereafter Mishnah Vav deal with the language that somebody has to use in order to make something a tmura. As we started out the Masechta, we said a tmura is an avera. But if you do it, it's going to be effective. So that means if I have an A korban, it's hekdesh, and I attempt to substitute B in its place, not only is A going to stay hekdesh, but B is also going to be hekdesh. In order to make that tmura to be have that effect of what language do I have to use? And we'll see now that the language has to be the language of substitution. I am substituting B instead of A. And if you use that substitution language, that tmura language, both A and B are going to be hektish. Hare zo tachazo. B is in place of A. Tumura zo. It's a substitution. B is a substitute for A. Khalifa zo. It's a substitution. These are all languages of substitution. In all of these three cases, hare zo tmura tmi. B is going to become a tmura for A. On the other hand, if he uses the language zo mechuleles azo, this one, A, is being deconsecrated on B. So A is being, it's not a substitution language, but deconsecration. I am redeeming A, what it means, and the intention clearly of that language is I'm taking the Kedusha away from A. You can't take the Kedusha away from a korban, an animal that is not a balmum. If it has been consecrated to be brought as a korban and it doesn't have a disqualifying mum, you cannot redeem it. Accordingly, if somebody makes an attempt to do so with this language, A na tmura, B will not become a tmura, A will maintain its status as hektish. On the other hand, vim haya hektish balmum, if that A, when he attempts to make this redemption, this deconsecration, we're talking about A is a balmum, in that situation, you can deconsecrate A because it's a balmum, and accordingly, if he does use this language, yotze lechulin, A will be deconsecrated. It will be chulin, B will become the hekdesh. Now, what's interesting is that is the case even if B has a lot lower value than A. So A has it's a balmum, so he's able to redeem it. B becomes hekdesh, but what happens if A was worth $100 and B was only worth $1? That is effective on a deraisa level, on a derabana level. Chazal said, "Vitzarik lasos damin." This individual is going to have to make the hektish whole. He's going to have to give a donation of the $99 delta between the values. Mishnah Vav continues, and now we are talking about a tmura And the major principle that we'll see is when making a tzmura, it has to be on a specific animal. So when I'm taking B, it has to be on a specific A in order to be, for B to become a tzmura. So it says as follows, Mishnah Vav, Harei Zo Tachas Chatas. This B is in place of a Korban Chatas, but he doesn't specify which animal that's a Korban Chatas. V'tachas Ola, and B is in place of a korban olam, but he doesn't say which one. Lo amar klum, that's not going to be affected. B is not a tmura, B stays chulin. However, if he says as follows, tachas chatas zo, B is in place of this specific chatas. V'tachas ola zo, B is in place of this specific ola, that's his A, that is going to be effective. In addition, tachas chatas v'tachas ola sheyeshli b'toch habayis. If he says, B is in place of the chatas that I have in my house, or it's in place of the ola that I have in my house, hayalo, and indeed he does have the those are specific animals. Now he's specified which animal B is replacing. Accordingly, Dvarav Chayamim, that will be effective in making a Tmura. B will become Hektish as well. And now we are going to have a non-Tmura Halacha. Doesn't relate to Tmura. Im Amar al Behema Temeya. If somebody says about a Chulin Behema Temeya, non-kosher animal, Ba'al Ba'al Asmum, or a Chulin Baal Mum, that is an animal that has a disqualifying mum, so it cannot be brought as a korban. And he says, nonetheless, Harei Elu Ola, he says about one of them or both of them, that is going to be a korban Ola, Lo Amar Klum, that is not effective. You cannot consecrate a treif animal. You cannot consecrate a Baal Mum, even a kosher animal, but as a mum, because it can't be brought as a korban Ola. He didn't say anything. It's not an effective consecration of those animals. But if you use a different language, and he says about a treif animal or an animal that has a mum, hare'elu le'ola. Not that they will be an ola, but they will be brought as facilitating an ola. That means that their money will be used as an ola. Yimachru, what he has to do is he has now consecrated those to for their monetary value, so he has to sell them. Yimachru v'yaveib d'meim ola, he has to sell them, and with the money, the proceeds of the sale, he will bring a korban ola.